Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building old school DNB bass wobble without losing headroom. Today we're going for that classic drum and bass feeling, heavy, rolling, a bit nasty, but still clean enough to leave room for the kick, snare, and master bus. The big idea here is simple. We are not making the bass louder by just driving it into clipping. We're making it feel bigger through layering, movement, and smart gain staging. So let's get into it. First, set your project up for drum and bass. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a very solid starting point for old school DNB. You can live anywhere around 165 to 175, but 170 is a nice sweet spot. Create one MIDI track for your bass, and one drum track or drum group for your breakbeat, kick, and snare. If you stay organized early, your life gets way easier once the arrangement starts filling up. I like to label things clearly, like drums, sub, wobble bass, and effects. DNB sessions can get busy fast, so a clean project setup really helps. Now let's build the sub layer. The sub is the foundation. It should be simple, stable, and almost boring in a good way. If the wobble layer is the personality, the sub is the floor under your feet. You can do this with Wave Eatable or Operator. If you want the easiest clean sub, Operator is excellent. Load Operator on a MIDI track and use only oscillator A. Set it to a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillators. Keep the output modest and play notes down in the low register around F1, G1, or A1 depending on the key of your track. If you prefer Wave Eatable, you can set oscillator 1 to a sine or near sine shape. Turn off oscillator 2 and keep the voice count at 1. The key is to keep this layer mono, clean, and controlled. On the sub track, add EQ 8 if needed and use a gentle high-pass filter only to remove useless rumble below the true low end. Usually something around 20 to 30 Hz is enough. Don't carve out the actual fundamental. We want the sub to stay strong. Then add utility and set the width to 0 or keep the bass centered. The low end should live in the middle. Wide sub is one of the fastest ways to lose punch and headroom. Now for the wobble layer, which is where the attitude lives. Create a second instrument track and load Wave Eatable again. This time choose a richer source like a saw or a square saw mix. You can use two oscillators here, a saw on oscillator 1, and a slightly detuned saw or square on oscillator 2 works really well. Keep the detune subtle, around 5 to 15 cents. We want movement, not a huge blurry mess. Set the synth to mono or legato so the notes connect in a classic way. Then add a low pass filter, either low pass 12 or low pass 24. Lower the cutoff until the sound gets darker and more controlled. Add a little resonance for bite, but don't overdo it. Now comes the wobble movement. Find the LFO inside Wave Eatable and assign it to the filter cutoff. Set the LFO shape to a smooth sine or triangle. Sync it to tempo. For old school DNB, a good place to start is 1/8 note. That gives you a strong, rolling pulse. If you want it slower and heavier, try 1/4. If you want more energy in a fill, move up to 1/16. The important thing is to make the wobble musical. Increase or decrease the LFO amount until it feels expressive, then fine-tune the filter resonance. If you want a little more motion, you can also automate the filter cutoff over the arrangement so the bass opens up a bit in different sections. If you want extra old-school flavor, you can add subtle LFO movement to amplitude or even a tiny amount to pitch. Just keep that very tasteful. In drum and bass, too much wobble can quickly turn from heavy to messy. Next, let's add some character without wrecking the mix. On the wobble bass track, add saturator. Start with a drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then match the output level so the track doesn't jump in volume just because you added saturation. That part matters a lot. Saturation adds harmonics, which helps the bass cut through on smaller speakers, but too much of it will chew through your headroom fast. If you want a slightly rougher retro texture, you can try Redux, but use it very lightly. It's easy to overcook that effect on bass. You can also try auto filter if you want a more obvious sweep or tone change separate from the synth's own filter. That can be very handy for automation in the arrangement. Now here's one of the biggest beginner wins. Split the sub and the wobble into different jobs. The sub should carry the low end. The wobble layer should carry the movement and grit. So on the wobble layer, add EQ 8 and high pass it. A starting point around 80 to 120 Hz is a good range. Adjust by ear so the wobble isn't fighting the sub. Usually, the wobble should live mostly in the 120 Hz to 1k Hz area, while the sub handles everything below that. This separation is how you get a huge bass sound without destroying your mix. It sounds bigger because each layer has a clear role. Now let's write a simple MIDI pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. Old school D&B bass works best when it breathes with the drums. A really good bassline often answers the snare, leaves room for the break, and doesn't play constantly. Try a 4-bar or 8-bar loop with a held note on the downbeat, then a short note after the snare, then a syncopated note before the next kick. Add some rests. Give the groove space. A classic drum and bass bassline often feels like it's dancing around the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Use short notes for rhythmic movement and longer notes for tension. Then copy the phrase across a few bars and change the last bar slightly so the loop doesn't feel too static. That one little variation goes a long way. Now let's talk headroom, because this is where the whole thing can fall apart if you're not careful. Keep your individual tracks peaking roughly around -12 to -6 dB while you're producing. Try to keep the master peaking around -6 dB while you're writing. You do not need the track loud yet. In fact, you really don't want it loud yet. Loudness comes later. If something is too hot, use utility to trim it instead of pushing the instrument into the red. Check the clip indicators on every track and every device. If the bass feels massive and solo but the master meter is screaming, trust the meter. A good D&B bass is controlled energy, not just raw volume. Now bring the drums into the picture, because bass never lives alone in drum and bass. Build a simple drum loop with a chopped breakbeat, a punchy kick, a crisp snare, and some hats. Then listen to the bass in context. Does it bury the snare? Does the kick disappear? Is the sub masking the low body of the break? If yes, make adjustments. Lower the bass level a little. Shorten the notes. High pass the wobble more aggressively. If necessary, carve a tiny bit of EQ space. The goal is not to make the bass weaker. The goal is to make the whole groove hit harder together. Since this is a DJ tool style lesson, think in sections that are useful for mixing. A strong old school D&B tool arrangement could start with a 16-bar intro using drums and filtered bass hints. Then bring in a 16-bar drop with the full wobble bass. Follow that with an 8-bar breakdown where you remove the sub and add some effects or filter movement. Then come back with another 16-bar drop, maybe with a slight variation in the last 4 bars. Finish with a stripped-down outro that leaves room for DJs to mix out. That structure is practical and musical. It gives energy, but it also gives space. Here are a couple of solid stock device chains you can use in Ableton Live 12. For a clean sub, try operator into EQ8 into utility. Keep operator on a sine wave, use EQ8 only to remove unnecessary rumble, and keep utility set to mono or width 0. For the wobble bass, try wave-eatable into saturator into EQ8 into utility. Use the synth's filter LFO for movement. Keep saturator light with soft clip on. High pass the wobble around 80 to 120 Hz and trim the output so it doesn't clip. If you want a dirtier old-school flavor, try analog or wave-eatable into auto filter, then saturator, then drum bus, then EQ8. But be careful with drum bus on bass. It can be great on the mid layer, but it can get out of hand quickly if you let it hit the true low end too hard. Let's cover a few common mistakes so you can avoid them. Don't make the wobble too wide. The low end should stay centered and solid. Don't distort the sub into oblivion. A little harmonic color is okay, but too much destroys headroom. Don't let the wobble cover the sub range. If both layers are fighting below 100 Hz, the mix gets muddy. Don't use too much LFO depth, because then the bass starts sounding uncontrolled instead of punchy. And don't overcompress or overlimit the master while you're still writing. Leave the mix open and healthy. A few extra pro tips here. Try darker keys like F minor, G minor, or A minor. Old school D&B often works best with simple riffs and strong rhythm rather than big melodic ideas. Automate movement with cutoff, LFO amount, saturator drive, note lengths, or reverb sends instead of just making things louder. If the bass feels huge but the meter says no, trust the meter. Also, always check your bass at lower volume. If the groove still works quietly, that's a really good sign. Here's a great practice exercise. Set the tempo to 170 BPM and build a simple drum loop. Then make two bass layers, one clean sub and one wobble layer. On the wobble layer, high pass around 100 Hz. Set the LFO to 1/8 and add mild saturator. Write a 4-bar bass line with 2 sustained notes, 2 short syncopated notes, and 1 variation in the last bar. Then bounce or export the loop and check 3 things. Is the master staying clean? Is the bass audible under the drums? And does the wobble feel rhythmic instead of messy? If you want to push it further, make 2 versions. 1 clean and rolling. 1 darker and dirtier. Then compare them and see which one keeps the best low-end balance. So to wrap up, the formula is really this. Clean sub, Modulated mid-bass, high pass the wobble layer, use slight saturation, leave room for the drums and keep the master unclipped. If you follow that approach, your old-school D&B wobble will hit hard without collapsing the mix. That's the difference between a beginner patch and a proper drum and bass tool you can actually use in a real set. If you want, I can also turn this into a tighter voiceover version, a more energetic YouTube-style script, or a version with exact Ableton device settings read aloud step by step.